Survey. Paragraph 6.C, one seller, has an existing survey that he or she intends to use. Enter the number of days that the seller has to deliver the survey. If the survey is unacceptable to the title company or lender, a new survey will be obtained at either buyer's or seller's expense. If the survey and affidavit or declaration are not delivered within the time specified, buyer will obtain a new survey at seller's expense. Paragraph 6.C2. A new survey may be obtained at buyer's expense. It would be advisable to ensure that buyer has obtained credit approval prior to paying for a survey if the survey is to be obtained at buyer's expense in either 6.C1 or 6.C2. Buyer may not terminate under paragraph 2B of the third-party financing addendum if they fail to obtain the survey. Paragraph 6.C.3. A new survey is to be obtained at seller's expense. Either a new or existing survey can be used. If a new survey is to be obtained, the license holder must be aware of the lead time for ordering one in their market. A survey can be obtained in most urban areas in a few days. In many rural markets, it might take several weeks. If seller has an existing survey that is to be used, the survey must be acceptable to the title company and buyer's lender. If the survey is unacceptable to either the lender or the title company, a new survey will be obtained either at seller's or buyer's expense. If using seller's existing survey, one possible issue is that the seller's survey was not done for buyer, and while buyer may rely on the survey, buyer did not purchase it, nor did buyer hire the surveyor. Buyer may have no cause of action against the surveyor in the event the survey is incorrect. Note: because they do not apply to condominium sales, the residential condominium contract, resale, 30-16 makes no reference to surveys. Paragraph 6. D. Objections. Buyer may object to any matters that might prohibit a specific use or activity of the property, such installing a satellite dish, operating a business out of the home, or parking an RV within view of the street. Whatever the intended use of the property, it must be listed here. If the buyer is using the property for a residence only, many license holders insert the words residential use in this paragraph. The buyer is generally given a limited number of days to object. Because of this limitation, the buyer must decide on title and survey issues and may need to seek the advice of an attorney. The number of days for objection is counted from the latest date that the buyer receives the commitment, exception documents, or survey, provided that the seller does not incur any expense and the seller will cure the timely objections of the buyer or any third-party lender. Paragraph 6.E. Title Notices. This section includes several notices relating to issues that may or may not apply to the real estate being sold. Most of these notices are required by statute. Paragraph 6.E.1. Abstract or title policy. The Texas Real Estate License Act requires that license holders advise the buyer to have the abstract examined by an attorney or to obtain a title insurance policy. Paragraph 6.E.2. Membership in Property Owners Association. The buyer is advised that the property is or is not subject to membership in a mandatory owners association. The buyer is also advised that the property owners association fee is a foreclosable lien if the fee is mandatory. The addendum for property subject to mandatory membership. In a property owners association, 37-3 is available for optional use. Paragraph 6.E.3. Statutory tax districts. If property is located in a utility district, this must be disclosed, as well as the bonded indebtedness, the tax rate, and standby fees of the utility district. Texas legislation allows a buyer to terminate a contract if the bonded indebtedness is not disclosed prior to closing. The seller must deliver, and the buyer must sign the required notice. Paragraph 6.E.4. Tidewaters. This notice is required if the property abuts tidally influenced waters. The notice, Addendum for Coastal Area Property, 33-1, addresses the issue of boundary changes due to the natural action of water and rules prohibiting the construction of structures or fill without the necessary regulatory approvals. Paragraph 6.E.5. Annexation. The property may currently be outside of the boundaries of a municipality. A nearby municipality could annex the property in the future. Cities have authority within an area known as their extraterritorial jurisdiction, that is, a jurisdiction outside of their existing boundaries. The extraterritorial jurisdiction is determined by the size of the city and ranges from a minimum of 1 mile for small cities and up to 5 miles for cities with a population over 100,000. Paragraph 6.E, 6 property, located in a certificated service area of a utility service provider. Utility service providers are businesses licensed by the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. They are not taxing authorities like utility districts, but do charge for water and sewer services, primarily in rural areas. The state of Texas assigns a provider an exclusive service area, territory. If property is located in a certificated service area of a utility service provider, a disclosure to buyers that there may be a charge for turning on or connecting water and sewer services is required by the Texas Water Code. Buyers should also verify that utility service is currently available at the property. Paragraph 6.E.7. Public Improvement Districts. A Public Improvement District, PID, is a special taxing entity established by area property owners to enhance a neighborhood or commercial district. The creation of a PID requires a vote of at least 51% of the property owners affected by the new tax. Some local jurisdictions have set a threshold for approval above 51%. If the property is in a PID, notice must be provided to the buyer informing them of the tax. The seller may meet the statutory requirements for written notification of PID by attaching the TREC promulgated addendum containing notice of obligation to pay improvement district assessment to the contract. Paragraph 6.E.8. Transfer fees. Some properties are subject to a private transfer fee. The buyer is informed of the statute that might apply to the fee, if any. Paragraph 6.E.9. Propane gas system service area. Some properties fall within a propane gas system service area. If so, the buyer will be notified, and an addendum containing the notice will be completed and included with the contract. See Chapter 7 for more information regarding this addendum. Paragraph 6.E.10. Notice of water level fluctuations. This paragraph serves as notice to the buyer that the level of water impoundments that adjoin the property may fluctuate for a number of reasons. This notice states that two possible causes of water level fluctuation may be drought or flood conditions, or the lawful exercise of entities with rights to the water stored in the impoundments. Paragraph 6.E, parenthesis 11, certificate of mold remediation. If remediation for mold has been performed on the property, seller must provide the buyer with any and all certificates for remediation activities for a period of five years prior to the sale. Paragraph 6.E.12. Required notices. The seller must provide the buyer with a notice if the property is in a utility, water, drainage, and/or public improvement district. Failure to provide these notices to the buyer may provide remedies or rights to terminate the contract. Residential Real Property Affidavit. When using the seller's existing survey, the seller is given a number of days to deliver the survey and a T-47 affidavit to the buyer and the title company. In paragraph 1, the affiant states that they are the owner of the property. If they are not the owner, they indicate their relationship to the property, manager, tenant, etc. The date of the existing survey is entered into paragraph 4. Also included would be any changes to the property since the date of the existing survey. The T-47 must be signed in the presence of a notary. If the use of an existing survey is anticipated, listing agents should have the T-47 completed when the listing is taken. The contract states that both the T-47 and the survey must be delivered within the negotiated number of days. Residential Real Property Declaration. As an alternative to the T47 Residential Real Property Affidavit, the T47.1 Residential Real Property Declaration, in lieu of affidavit, may be utilized in situations where there is an existing survey. In paragraph 1, the declarant states that they are the owner of the property. If they are not the owner, they indicate their relationship to the property, manager, tenant, etc. The date of the existing survey is entered into paragraph 4. Also included would be any changes to the property since the date of the existing survey. The T47.1, unlike the T47, does not have to be notarized. The contract states that both the T47 or T47.1 and the survey must be delivered within the negotiated number of days. Notice to prospective buyer. This notice complies with the Texas Real Estate License Act's provision requiring license holders to advise buyers to have an abstract examined or obtain title insurance. All TREC promulgated contracts have this notice in paragraph 6 in the title notices section. This form could be used when a TREC contract is not being used, or could be used anytime the broker wants the buyer to acknowledge receipt of this advice.